I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, September 4th. A Springfield man is suing seven Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers for what he claims is retaliation that violates his First Amendment rights to record officers in public. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has more.
Springfield resident Sean Moorman is a volunteer ICE watcher. This is a person who monitors the public activities of immigration agents. They take pictures or videos from a distance. For weeks, Moorman has been taking pictures and videoing ICE agents as they apprehend Haitian immigrants. His attorney, David Carey, is with the ACLU of Ohio. He says Moorman is motivated by compassion.
He sees his neighbors being taken away, and he's very concerned about what's happening to them generally.
In the lawsuit, Moorman says his actions have sparked repeated menacing and intimidating retaliation from masked agents. In late August, Moorman photographed several ICE agents in a parking lot. Per Moorman, they got back into their SUVs and attempted to box him in. Finally, one officer gestured to Moorman to follow him. According to Carey, Moorman complied with another officer following him.
The ICE vehicles went to his house. He called his wife, who was at home, and she was terrified. One of the officers waved out the window to get Sean's attention and then pointed at his house, then took some pictures of the house, pictures of his wife's car in the driveway, and then slowly drove away. And then the other officer who was following behind Sean did the same, slowed down, took some pictures, as if to say, "We know where you live."
The lawsuit asks the court to identify the seven ICE agents, and it requests an emergency temporary restraining order to prevent ICE agents from intimidating Moorman. WYSO reached out to the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE agents. In an email response, the agency said, quote, "ICE is aware of the lawsuit filed by the ACLU in Ohio and is reviewing appropriate next steps in coordination with the Department of Justice," end quote. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Several community groups are memorializing a 20-year-old Springfield Haitian immigrant who died by suicide this week. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Pierre Damas Bell came into the United States in March 2024. He was under temporary protected status and lived in Springfield with his parents and two younger brothers. Last month, DHS required Bell to wear a GPS ankle monitor. Monday morning, he died after stepping in front of another vehicle. In social media posts, Bell said wearing the ankle monitor made him feel humiliated. Bell also said he couldn't play soccer while wearing the monitor. DHS told WYSO it is aware of Bell's death. In an email, the agency says, quote, "Any attempt to blame ICE for the death of Pierre Damas Bell are false," end quote. The agency reiterated all non-U.S. immigrants have the option to self-deport. Scientists gathering this week in Toledo are looking at how to reduce the spread of toxic algae in Lake Erie. This year's algae bloom so far is less widespread than in past years. Sarah Guyer is a water quality specialist with Ohio Sea Grant, which is organizing the conference. She says efforts put in place by Governor Mike DeWine have led to a 10% drop in the farm runoff that feed toxic algae in Lake Erie.
There is a definite difference in nutrients coming into Lake Erie via the Maumee River. And a lot of that is because of voluntary programs like H2 Ohio.
The state program provides incentives for farmers to use less fertilizer and build ponds and wetlands to contain it. The Maumee River contributes half of the phosphorus that feeds toxic algae in Lake Erie. After a controversial solar project in Clark County was rejected by state energy regulators, they've officially put their foot down on the decision. The Ohio Power Sitting Board denied Invenergy's application to rehear the proposal to construct the Sloopy Solar Project in Harmony Township last month. Sloopy Solar is a proposed 108-megawatt solar farm that would have spanned nearly 1,900 acres. The board previously issued a decision on Invenergy's application to construct the project in June. The reasoning given then is that the project saw overwhelming public opposition, meaning it didn't meet all the criteria to be approved. The only remaining step for the company to appeal the decision is to bring it to the Ohio Supreme Court. The Ohio Traffic Safety Office is offering thousands of Ohioans access to free rideshare credits over Labor Day weekend. Project Plan Ahead was designed to prevent impaired driving. It provides up to $15 in free Uber or Lyft credits between 5 p.m. and 3 a.m. from Friday through Tuesday. Rides must originate within one of seven counties, including Butler, Cuyahoga, Franklin, Hamilton, Lucas, Montgomery, and Summit counties. All credits are available while supplies last. Remaining costs for rides beyond $15 will be the rider's responsibility. Labor Day weekend is one of the highest risk holiday travel periods in the state. In 2025, 27 people were killed in 23 crashes during the Labor Day reporting period in Ohio. That marks a 35% increase from 2024. We're still under a heat advisory through 8 p.m. tonight, shown through continued high temps in the low to mid-90s, but some showers and thunderstorms are forecast tonight before 3 a.m. That'll cool things down to the low 70s, and over the weekend, we're seeing chances of showers and thunderstorms continued. Those will pepper over the afternoons and early evenings, keeping temps lower than previous days, but we can still expect them to be in the mid to high 80s. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, September 4th. I'm Shay Frank.